Stafford behind the plate, the battery pair with Michael Forrett. Outfield from left to right is Aaron Estrada, Austin Overd, and Vance Honeycutt. Dreiling taps the plate, stepped into the left-handed batter's box. Forrett, left shoulder towards the plate. Starts the windup and delivers. Just outside for ball one. 7:05 on the nose as we get rolling this Saturday evening. WSPA weather report, 64 degrees, little light breeze to right, cloudy skies. 1-0 pitch. Stafford gloves it to the left of the zone. Two balls, no strikes to Dreiling. 1-for-6 start to the season for Dylan Dreiling. Only hit an opposite field single. 2-0, the pitch. Down and in, ball three. Dreiling checked his swing. First base umpire Michael Cross said he did not go. Gustavo Garza behind the dish tonight. Only two-man crews in high A ball. 3-0 to Dreiling, righty on left. The pitch. Fastball above the zone. Ball four. Leadoff man aboard for the Spartanburgers. Dreiling didn't really see a competitive pitch. Malcolm Moore up next. He also 1-for-6 last night. Interesting alignment for the Aberdeen defense. Left side of the infield, giving Moore a lot of ground. Forrett stares down the catcher. The pitch. Right at the knees, strike one. Moore gives Garza a little glance for widening out his batting stance. Vasquez at third has a lot of room to cover. Arias shaded towards second base, ready to turn two. 0-1, Forrett in the stretch, fires. Bounces in front of the plate. Stafford calls time after blocking a slider. We'll mainly see fastball and slider from Michael Forrett. He'll mix in a splitter here and there. Eighth best prospect on the O's top 30 per MLB pipeline. 1-1 to Malcolm Moore. Long pause and the pitch. Dots the zone with a slider. Stafford popped up, ready to throw if Dreiling took off. Dylan Dreiling, 5-for-8 stealing bases last year in 24 high A games. Only stole four bags at Tennessee. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Four cuts over the top of a slider. One on, one out. Here comes Julian Brock. Six-foot-three, 220-pound catcher from Louisiana Lafayette. Right-hander for it, ready. Picks over to first, Dreiling back standing. No need to dive as the lead was short. Brock had that clutch hit in the 12th. Also a double. 2-for-5 evening. For it, ready to go. Here's the first pitch to Brock. Outside, ball one. Stafford reaches across, gloves it next to the right corner of the plate. Forrett split time between Delmarva and Aberdeen last year. Low A ball and high A ball. Through almost 100 total innings. Needed one more out to get to triple digits. 1-0 pitch. Called a strike. Brock leaves a slider alone. 1-1. Forrett was a 14th round draft choice back in 2023 out of the State College of Florida. Manatee, Sarasota. Many different state colleges of Florida. We got time behind the dish. A pitch clock violation on Forrett makes it 2-1. Brock stood at attention in the right-handed batter's box. Was geared up to swing, cocked and loaded. Forrett took his time. Pitch clock back and ticking. 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Fastball called a strike. Throw to second. Nails Dreiling. Late dive into the second base bag. Griff O'Farrell was there to slap the tag down on a seed from Stafford to second. Spartanburgers didn't get picked off last night or thrown out trying to steal. 2-2 to Brock. Two outs. Space is clear. The pitch. Bounced off the plate. It's a fair ball. Stafford fields in play. Throws to first in time. Brock nubbed it just a few inches in front of the rubber of home plate. An unconventional 1-2-3, but the Spartanburgers only send three to the plate nonetheless. Aberdeen gets its first cracks at Jose Gonzalez after the break. Austin over to lead it off for the home team. You're listening to the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Test Director Rick from ServPro, the leader in cleaning, restoration, and construction. It's my job to make sure our pros are prepared for anything. Storm damage? Fixed. Flood damage? We're on it. Fire damage? Not anymore. Aliens? What aliens? We cleaned those sites a while ago. No matter the disaster, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Find out why ServPro is the number one choice for residential and commercial restoration projects, large and small. Visit ServPro.com today.
If you want to hit a home run picking a pest control company, then knock it out of the park with the local and trusted J&N Pest Control and Wildlife. Serving the upstate since 2001, taking care of all of your roaches, bees, ants, termites, and so much more. It's time to get off the bench and give them a call at 864-590-4039. That's 864-590-4039. J&N Pest Control and Wildlife.
Interested in making a trip to the ballpark a weekly occurrence? Check out the Spartanburgers season ticket memberships. For under $200, you can choose from three different 12-game packages. The Friday Fireworks package gets you into every Friday night fireworks show at Fifth Third Park. Meanwhile, the midweek or weekender plans offer tons of variety. Our quarter season memberships include a team store discount and plenty of other perks. Pick the pack that's best for you. Visit HubCitySpartanburgers.com.
Back for the bottom of the first on the Spartanburgers Radio Network. Austin Overin lifts his back leg out of the way of a Jose Gonzalez breaking ball to start it off. It's the lefty Overin followed by Griff O'Farrell and Vance Honeycutt. Two righties against the righty from Venezuela, Jose Gonzalez. His 1-0 pitch. Called strike, outside corner. Fastball, sinker, cutter, sweeper, and change for Gonzalez. A 23-year-old right-hander. Long sleeves under the green jersey. The 1-1. Nicks the bottom of the zone. Strike two. Great spot from Gonzalez, working in tandem with Julian Brock behind the plate. Later, Figueroa at third. Daniel Cueva at short. Casey Cook at second. Arturo Diesla at first for Hub City. Gonzalez in the windup, ready for the 1-2. Spins outside. Two balls, two strikes to over. Dylan Dreiling in left, Anthony Gutierrez in center. And out and right at 6'5", Quincy Scott. Over, open stance. White sleeves under his sky blue jersey. 2-2 pitch. Popped up, behind home plate, out of play. Onto the green roof that covers the suites at Ripken Stadium. Spotty crowd once again here in Aberdeen. One section beyond the third base dugout is packed with young kids. 2-2 to over, just getting things started in the bottom of the first. Pitch. Curve dives below the zone. A sweeper. Big looping breaking ball from Gonzalez. On the bottom half, he wears gray pants at the knees, long navy socks, white cleats. Black glove holds the baseball chest high. 3-2 pitch. Over, clocks it to right. High fly ball. Scott gets under it, makes the catch. Quincy Scott covers a lot of ground with that 6'5" frame. Drifting to his right, he pulled up in the gap and hauled it in. No score in the bottom of the first. Base is clear, one out. Here comes Griff O'Farrell, who led off last night's game. Leadoff hitters got plenty of action on both sides. Six at-bats apiece. Right on right. First pitch. Fastball, thigh high, strike one. Gonzalez takes a deep breath as his infield stands at the ready. The 0-1. Called strike two. Works in a cutter that time. That'll live between 85 and 90 miles an hour. Fastball for Gonzalez can ramp up to 95. O'Farrell, the 22-year-old. Second season in the O system. Waves and misses at the 0-2. Gonzalez went with that frisbee slider, sat down O'Farrell swinging on strikes. Spartanburgers pitching racked up the K's last night. 15 total strikeouts amongst six arms. But six arms, you look at that number, that's a whole lot of pitchers they used. First offering to Vance Honeycutt, just below the zone. 1-0 to Honeycutt, top prospect on the Ironbirds. He's playing right field tonight as Overn gets the start in center. Gonzalez delivers. Just outside, off the outer black to the righty Honeycutt. Honeycutt came up empty in some big spots last night. Chances to walk the game off in the 10th and 11th. 2-0 pitch to him. Off speed in the dirt. In the 10th, Honeycutt had the bases juiced. In the 11th, he struck out looking. 3-0 to him. Low and outside. Backhand stop from Brock in the left-handed batter's box. Honeycutt unstraps his protective gear, all shielding his left side. He's a right-handed hitter. He'll head down to first. Switch hitting first baseman Ethan Anderson steps in. Took all his at-bats from the left side last night. Pitch from Gonzalez. Driven to left. Dreiling, angling towards left center. Makes the catch head high. Dylan Dreiling got a great read on that baseball. Opened up the left foot. Sped towards the gap diagonally and made the catch as Gutierrez coasted in behind him. Some solid contact from Aberdeen in the bottom of the first. Nothing to show for it. No score after one inning at Ripken Park. Up next for the Spartanburgers, Cook, Gutierrez, and Figueroa on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
Adulting is hard. Paying for college shouldn't be. At Spartanburg Community College, we've worked to provide unlimited access to all of the college's academic programs, meaning we made all of those programs tuition-free for those that qualify. That's right, free! You can choose your path at Spartanburg Community College, whether a trade or degree program or a path to conquer your gen eds and transfer to four-year university. Learn more at sccsc.edu. Dream it, chase it, live it at Spartanburg Community College.
Set your alarm.
All right, I've added it to reminders.
7 a.m. every weekday, Spartanburg's best sports is on Bump and Run, hosted by Tyler Sugar.
That's the guy. That's the hero.
We're talking sports and other stuff. Hear from local high school and college coaches, including USC Upstate, Clemson, and South Carolina. 2 hours to begin your day. The Bump and Run Way, presented by Hawk Law, right here on Fox Sports 98.3 FM.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other store? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Nothing goes better with Spartan Burgers baseball than an ice-cold beer from Budweiser of Spartanburg. Cheers to the Hub City Spartan Burgers from Budweiser of Spartanburg.
Top of the second, Casey Cook getting ready to roll against Michael Forrett. Forrett threw 13 pitches in the first. Retired Hub City, 1-2-3. Dreiling walked, but was thrown out trying to steal second. Cook, Gutierrez, Figueroa, middle of the order. 1-0 pitch. Casey Cook takes up and outside. Forrett, a deep breath, closes the shoulders, delivers the 2-0. And drops at the knees. Called strike one. Hitting coach Drew Sanis told me that the Spartanburgers expect to see a lot of sliders last night. Tonight, that's what Forrett used to get a strike on the board. His 2-1 is a fastball, and that's up and outside. Mainly sliders until Forrett gets behind in the count. That's when the fastball comes around. Cook ready for whatever. 3-1. Here's the pitch. It's off speed. It's a called strike. That's the splitter. Forrett graded by MLB Pipeline with a 55 grade fastball. Slider and splitter both received 50 grades. 20 out of 80 the prospect scale, 40 the average. The 3-2 pitch. Fastball. It's up and outside. Cook walks. Anthony Gutierrez coming up next. He had a base knock last night. Also a spectacular game-saving defensive play. Threw a rope in from center field to cut down the walk-off, well, potential walk-off runner. Right-on-right matchup. Forrett, a deep breath, the pitch. Spinning slider, called strike one. Outside corner to the righty Gutierrez. Forrett checks Cook on first. Long pause. And the pitch. Slider bounced foul. Third base side. To the left of Chad Comer in the third base coach's box. Other thing Drew Sanis told me was that last night the Spartanburgers got a lot of pitches to hit. 50 down the middle. Gutierrez behind in the count. 0-2. He'd take one of those right now. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Forrett snaps off the slider for his second strikeout. The average amount of pitches a team gets down the middle of the plate in a game is around 37, so the Spartanburgers got plenty of opportunities to smack the ball around the park last night. Only four runs in the 4-3 win, but 10 hits to show for it. Glader Figueroa up. Lefty ready for the first pitch. Forrett fires. Splitter in the dirt. Stopped by Stafford at his knees. Cook took an aggressive secondary off first, but wasn't willing to test him. Figueroa crowds the plate. Up in the count 1-0, number one in the green jersey. Picked to first. Cook back standing. Spartanburgers not getting too big of a lead off of first. Dreiling did the same, then tried to steal second, was thrown out. One-0 to Figueroa. The pitch. Slider bounced to first. Anderson snags it, steps on the bag, throws to second. Cook's tagged out. Smooth double play. It helps when you get those jumbo hops off the turf. One unassisted to retire Figueroa, and then the 1-6 put out retires Cook. Quick top of the second for Michael Forrett, who's cruised two through, even though he's walked two Spartanburgers. We'll be back in a moment for the bottom half of the second. 0-0 ball game still through 1.5.
If you want to hit a home run picking a pest control company, then knock it out of the park with the local and trusted J&N Pest Control and Wildlife. Serving the upstate since 2001, taking care of all of your roaches, bees, ants, termites, and so much more. It's time to get off the bench and give them a call at 864-590-4039. That's 864-590-4039. J&N Pest Control and Wildlife.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch whenever you want. So you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
Get ready, Spartanburg. It's not just the Hub City Spartanburgers making a comeback. Spartanburg Community College is excited to extend the Live to Chase initiative for the 2024-2025 academic year. Say goodbye to high college costs with our full tuition scholarships. Funds are first come, first served, so apply today. Visit sccgoesfree.com to learn more.
Jose Gonzalez back on the mound for the Burgers. He delivers home. First pitch swing, a ground ball foul. First base side from Aaron Estrada. Played second base last night. Estrada stationed in left field. It's Saturday night. 0-1 pitch. Estrada reaches out and pops it foul over the backstop. No balls, two strikes. Shortstop Daniel Cueva turns to his outfield. Puts one finger in the air, twirls it around. Signal for the 0-2. That's about to come. Gonzalez gets the sign from Julian Brock. Pauses, pitches. Bounce to the right side. Backhand stop from Cook in shallow right field. He throws to first. Diesla drops it. The ball scoots out of play. It rolled past Diesla's mitt and tucked into the first base dugout. Brock was late getting there on the backup. Estrada gets second base. Field ump Michael Cross ruled that Diesla interfered with his turn when he dropped the ball. So an infield single for Aaron Estrada. He goes to second on fielder's interference. Man on, no outs. Jake Cunningham up. Pitch to the righty. Smacked the other way, but foul. Cunningham went inside out on a slider. Cunningham didn't play last night. He's the designated hitter for Ryan Gaul. Gonzalez stares at second, turns the gaze home, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Dialed up the heater, blew it past Cunningham. Charlotte native, Cunningham, back in the righty box. The pitch to him. Swung on and missed, strike three. Gonzalez dials up the fastball, a couple inches higher this time. Cunningham wasn't ready to catch up. Both teams have runners on in their respective half innings. Hub City with walks in the first and second. Honeycutt, a two-out walk for Aberdeen. Estrada has the game's first hit. Pitch. Called strike. Leandro Arias takes down the middle. Left-handed hitting shortstop. Stares out towards Gonzalez. Estrada, his teammate, staring towards Brock, the catcher. Can he get a sign or two here? Gonzalez delivers. 0-1 pitch popped into shallow left. Dreiling has to charge. He's got a bead on it. Makes the catch shoulder high. Dreiling didn't get caught up in the lights. Turkis route to the right. Turned the corner to hustle in. Retires Arias for the second out. Estrada had no chance to tag. Would have been about a 40-foot throw to third base. Two outs, man on second, and someone's car alarm going off in the distance. But here's Ryan Stafford. First pitch to the righty. Up and in. Fastball is ball one. Stafford saw action as a pinch runner and first baseman last night in that 12-inning epic. He's behind the dish in game two of this series. Pitch to him. Called strike inside corner. Gonzalez mixes it up, goes with a changeup that time. Stafford's first action of 2025 as a starter after 20 games last year. 18 hits and 82 plate appearances. 1-1. Popped up in the infield, foul territory. Off with the mask, Brock towards the first base side. No chance as it nails the concrete concourse behind the first rows of seats. The five green rows of chair backs, probably the most crowded of any at Ripken Stadium. Fans want to see their high A prospects, many of them decked out in Orioles garb. Gonzalez glove to the face, Estrada still on second. No score in the bottom of the second. A 1-2 count to Stafford. Gonzalez delivers. Stafford wanted to swing but held up at ball two. Gonzalez hoping to nick the top corner of the zone with his fastball. Last year had 121 strikeouts. Only four of those with high A Hickory. Most of them in low A with down east. 2-2 pitch. Stafford spoils a slider over the first base dugout, out of play. Stafford's on the smaller side for a catcher at 5'10", 180. Shrinks that strike zone just a bit. Gonzalez ready to go. 2-2 count, two outs, the pitch. Called strike three. Gonzalez with a front door cutter snapped it off the front hip of Stafford, and he sends Aberdeen's catcher packing with his second strikeout of the inning. After two at Ripken Stadium, no score between your Spartanburgers and the Ironbirds.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
For nearly two decades.
These are the guys. They're how I end every workday.
The sports voice of Spartanburg County has been right here. Weekdays at 3 p.m. is Open Mic. Talking everything local, from USC Upstate to the biggest high school football and basketball games in the region. Don't miss a moment of Open Mic with Ryan Cleary, Joe Skinner, and Anthony Greer every weekday beginning at 3 on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3. Presented by Chris Foster, Heating and Air.
Want to be a Spartanburger season ticket member? It's not too late. Get half-season tickets for the inaugural season at Fifth Third Park now and enjoy discounts at the team store along with access to member-only events. Choose from one of our half-season memberships that get you into 33 home games for Hub City. For more on becoming a season ticket member with the Spartanburgers, email us at tickets@hcspartanburgers.com or visit our website, hubcityspartanburgers.com.
Join Tyler Sugart on Bump and Run each Tuesday at 8 a.m. to catch up with Hub City Spartanburgers manager Chad Comer on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3, the radio home of the Spartanburgers. Now back to the game.
Top of the third in Aberdeen. No score between Hub City and the Ironbirds. The Buffalo starts it off. Arturo Disla against Michael Forrett. First pitch. Little high. Slide piece. Pitching backwards is Forrett. Righty on righty matchup. Jordan comes set, kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Diesla's helmet almost comes off as he takes a hefty cut at another one of those breaking balls. Over 40% of Forward's pitches will be off speed. 1-1. What does Diesla get here? The pitch. Wave and a miss. Back to the well with another breaking ball for strike two. Forward struck out almost 30% of the batters he faced last year. Averaged over 11 strikeouts per nine innings in his 16 games last year of high A. The 1-2. Outside. Oh, with a splitter. It didn't split. Stayed up in the zone. But Diesla didn't want to reach for it. Two balls, two strikes. Infield, back, outfield, playing pretty deep. The 2-2. Crack to center field. Overn chases it back to the warning track. Makes the catch head high. Diesla hit it a little inside of the sweet spot. Overn has great speed in center field and tracked that down no problem. 404 to left and right center, a straight wall across at Ripken Stadium, right in front of the batter's eye. Not much wind to speak of tonight. It does take some thump to get it out of here. Next up, Quincy Scott. The pitch. Scott bounces it right side. Two hops to Anderson behind the first base bag. He gloves it, takes it there himself, and makes the play. In the first two innings, Forrett walked the first batter he faced, struck out the second. That pattern ends in the top of the third. He got help from his defense in both innings, too. In the first, Stafford threw out Dreiling trying to steal. In the second, Anderson started a double play himself, stepping on the bag at first, throwing a second. Here's Daniel Cueva. Wave and a miss at the first pitch. Lefty wave cuts through a fastball. Cueva takes time to get settled in. Undoing the strap on his royal blue batting gloves and adjusting his back pocket. He's got some extra batting gloves in there, maybe for running the bases. A one count, the pitch. Smoked the other way. On a line to left, Estrada drifts back and makes the catch. Shoulder high. Nine up, nine down for Forrett. Couple walks mixed in, but he's been effective on the eve of his 21st birthday. No score after three and a half between Spartanburgers and Ironbirds.
Want to keep up with the Spartanburgers? Make sure to check us out on all our social media platforms. The Spartanburgers have exciting digital content, interviews, and behind-the-scenes access to the future stars of the Texas Rangers on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. For feature and game articles, along with other news, stats, and our online shop, you can visit our website at HubCitySpartanburgers.com. Again, stay up to date on everything Spartanburgers by following us on social media.
Hi, I'm Test Director Rick from ServPro, the leader in cleaning, restoration, and construction. It's my job to make sure our pros are prepared for anything. Storm damage? Fixed. Flood damage? We're on it. Fire damage? Not anymore. Aliens? What aliens? We cleaned those sites a while ago. No matter the disaster, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Find out why ServPro is the number one choice for residential and commercial restoration projects, large and small. Visit ServPro.com today.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other store? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
A native South Carolinian leads off the bottom of the third against Hub City. First pitch to Jalen Vasquez. Called strike on the outside corner. Jose Gonzalez back on the hill for Hub City. facing Vasquez, the Iron Birds' third baseman. Scoreless ball game. 0-1. Vasquez pops it up behind home plate. Foul. Spartanburg in the upstate, northwest corner of South Carolina. Vasquez is from Somerville. Been down to Charleston. You might recognize the town. It is the seventh largest city in South Carolina, after all. 0-2 pitch. Vasquez reaches out, chops it off the glove of Gonzalez. It skips right to the second baseman, Cook, who throws it over to Diesel at first for the first out. Little ricochet off Gonzalez's mitt. And again, you're playing on a turf surface, so you're bound to get good hops regardless of where you are in the infield. Gonzalez acknowledges Cook's quick reflexes, a point to him with the glove, as Overn settles into the box. First pitch. Strike one. Changeup fooled Overn, who was leaning out over the plate for something else. Second time through the Aberdeen order in the bottom of the third. 0-1. Gonzalez fires. Down and in. Ball and a strike. Final fours going on tonight. Austin Overn was a four-sport athlete. Basketball was one of his sports back in high school. He's ready for the 1-1. He takes an off-speed pitch on the outside corner. Strike two. Overn not only played basketball, he also ran track. He also played football and baseball. As a senior in high school, he won California State Athlete of the Year. But settled on baseball. All of his friends played lacrosse in high school. And it's tough to stand out from the crowd and pave your own route. Credit to Overn. The 1-2 to him. Overn rips it foul off the backstop. Scoreless ball game as Overn steps back in. After his decorated career at Foothill High School, went on to USC. He was a two-sport athlete there. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Overn cuts over the top of a changeup. Curtsies out of the left-handed batter's box and heads back to the first base dugout. Fourth strikeout for Gonzalez. Up next, Griff O'Farrell. O'Farrell, just a two-sport athlete in high school. He was a captain of both his baseball and football teams. Gonzalez delivers. O'Farrell upends it to right. Scott started back, now has to hustle in, reaches out and makes the play. A late turn of the corner from Quincy Scott redirected his route and met the baseball at his hips. Through three innings, no score between Aberdeen and Hub City. Both starting pitchers starting strong. Back for the top of the fourth and the top of the Spartanburgers order in a moment on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
Want to keep up with the Spartanburgers? Make sure to check us out on all our social media platforms. The Spartanburgers have exciting digital content, interviews, and behind-the-scenes access to the future stars of the Texas Rangers on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. For feature and game articles, along with other news, stats, and our online shop, you can visit our website at HubCitySpartanburgers.com. Again, stay up to date on everything Spartanburgers by following us on social media.
Hi, I'm Test Director Rick from ServPro, the leader in cleaning, restoration, and construction. It's my job to make sure our pros are prepared for anything. Storm damage? Fixed. Flood damage? We're on it. Fire damage? Not anymore.
Aliens? What aliens? We cleaned those sites a while ago.
No matter the disaster, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Find out why ServPro is the number one choice for residential and commercial restoration projects, large and small. Visit ServPro.com today.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other store, or that they run their own dairy, or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else, or that they have Energy Smart stores, or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department, or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Dylan Dreiling in for his second AB against Michael Forrett. The pitch popped up third base side. Vasquez gives it a look, as does Estrada in left. It's into the seats. No balls, one strike to Dylan Dreiling, who walked to start the ball game. No hits for Hub City, first time through the order, but two walks. Both runners didn't even make it to second. Forrett delivers. Called strike two, outside corner. Forrett kicks a little dirt off his cleats, steps back onto the rubber. Eighth-ranked prospect in the O's system, ready to deliver to Dreiling. Tenth prospect in the Rangers system. 0-2 hit on the ground, past O'Farrell and into center field. Single for Dreiling, and there's the Spartanburgers' first hit. Took nine batters to put it on the board. Men on first for Malcolm Moore. No outs in a scoreless game. Forrett hasn't had any problems with runners on base thus far. He looks at first, now towards the plate, and delivers. Swing and a miss, strike one. Moore twisted up by the slider. That's what struck him out his first time up. All red protective gear. It matches Moore's college and also the Rangers' colors. Moore, a Stanford grad. The 0-1. Called strike two. Fastball on the inner half of the plate. It was hip high. Moore at Stanford was the Pac-12 Freshman of the Year. Had a fantastic NCAA tournament in 2023. Six hits and 12 at-bats against Texas in the Super Regional. Drove in five runs as well. Ready for the 1-1 from Forrett. Here it comes. Moore fouls it off. Hit it off the hands. It bounces towards the fans. 1-2 with Dreiling on first. Moore was Pac-12 Freshman of the Year after slugging over 560. 15 home runs on the season. 1-2 pitch. Rolled over into the Ironbirds dugout. Moore stays alive. Still 1-2, Dreiling on first after his leadoff single. Even out of high school, Moore was highlighted as a top prospect in the draft. Ranked in the top 30 by most scouting services before his time at Stanford. 0-2 skips in the dirt. Stafford bodies it up, calls time. But Moore, instead of electing to go to the draft in 2022, said, "I want to go to college instead." He noted a lot of kids aren't really ready for the real world. They needed to build a support group in college and make some memories as well. Bat on the shoulder, ready for the 1-2. Way inside. He hops out of the way. Scooted the hips backwards to avoid a splitter. Forrett still working. Two ball, two strike count. Through 30 pitches through the first three innings. Drawing a short lead. 2-2 count. Forrett comes home. Moore clocks it off his front foot. Fouled it off that bright red shin guard. That's why you wear it. After Moore, Julian Brock waits on deck. Casey Cook waiting on the top step of the dugout next to Drew Sanis, Up City's hitting coach. Right on left, the 2-2 pitch. Wave and a miss, strike three. Moore dropped the barrel and swung over the top of a diving slider. Third strikeout for Michael Forrett. It's his second of Malcolm Moore. for it. Wipes the sweat off his brow as Julian Brock steps in. For it last year was much better against righties than lefties. Brock ready, waves and misses at the first pitch. For it held right-handers to a 213 batting average. Lefties hit almost 260. Dreiling, a left-handed hitter at the top of the order, has Hub City's only hit. 0-1 pitch to Brock. Outside, Stafford tried to backpick, but didn't throw. Anderson was late arriving at the first base bag. Dylan Dreiling beat him back there. Brock knows plenty about backpicks. He's got a great arm behind the dish. Showed it off at Louisiana Lafayette. 1-1. Stafford steals a strike on the outside corner. Framed a fastball well. Brock threw out 41 runners in 2 years behind the plate for the Raging Cajuns. He's not raging, though. He's one of the most relaxed dudes, always around with a smile in the clubhouse. 1-2 pitch. Knocked foul off of Stafford's left knee. Brock stays alive. Brock kind enough to join us on the pregame show today. Gave us some background on his time in Texas playing travel baseball. One of the three major states that produces baseball talent. California, Florida, and the great state of Texas. 1-2. Ford fires. Called strike three. Fastball on the top shelf. And Brock stood there and watched it. Back-to-back Ks for Ford. Strikeouts 3 and 4 on the evening. With two outs, a man on first, here comes Casey Cook. Still no score between the Ironbirds and the Spartanburgers. Ford stares towards Stafford as Cook's ready to go. The pitch, cut on and missed. Casey Cook was working on the finish of his swing and batting practice. He thought he was finishing too far up, trying to elevate the ball too much. Was working on twisting through his swing, keeping the bat plane a bit more level. The 0-1. Fouled off. 0-2. Cook holds the bat at a steep angle before he starts his swing. All white batting gloves grip the black bat. Some pine tar on the handle. Cook will hold it diagonal, almost at a 45-degree angle, off his left shoulder. Dreiling on first. 0-2. The pitch. Elevated to left field. Long run in for Estrada. He's chasing it. He gets there. Basket catch right next to his belt. That ends the top of the fourth. Spartanburgers keep putting runners on, but can't produce all that much. No score after 3.5 at Ripken Stadium in Aberdeen on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
For nearly two decades.
These are the guys. They're how I end every workday.
The sports voice of Spartanburg County has been right here. Weekdays at 3 p.m. It's Open Mic, talking everything local, from USC Upstate to the biggest high school football and basketball games in the region. Don't miss a moment of Open Mic with Ryan Cleary, Joe Skinner, and Anthony Greer every weekday beginning at 3 on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3. Presented by Chris Foster, Heating and Air.
Bring your big group out into the ballpark with the Spartanburgers. Fifth Third Park's specialty group areas are the perfect place for your small or large group outing. Whether it's a birthday party or business event, the Spartanburgers have packages that allow you to customize your experience. Group tickets start at just $10. Interested in hosting an outing at a Spartanburgers game? Email tickets at hcspartanburgers.com for more information. See you at the ballpark.
Thank you.
Zeros on the left center field scoreboard. About to begin the bottom of the fourth at Ripken Stadium. Aberdeen hosting Hub City in the first series of the season. Just three games in Maryland before a trip northeast to Wilmington, Delaware. Jose Gonzalez fires home. Vance Honeycutt rips a line drive into left, but right at Dylan Dreiling for the first out. Aggressive first pitch swing. Honeycutt tagged a slider straight at the Spartanburgers left fielder. One out in the bottom of the fourth. Last night, Hub City starter David Davalio only went three innings. Spartanburgers staff chose to piggyback him with Paul Bonzagni. Pitch home. Ethan Anderson takes the strike. Lefty watched it glide over the outside corner. No piggyback action yet for Jose Gonzalez, who's been solid through three innings. His 0-1. Up and in. Anderson spins out of the way. Late reaction from Anderson. It almost clipped his elbow guard. He's got the black on black going on the right arm. Black elbow guard, black arm sleeve. Gonzalez last year, 10 outings of five or more innings, mostly in low A. 1-1. Popped up behind the plate, out of play. Foul. Gonzalez can go lengthy outings, though. Over 90 innings last year. Didn't have the chance to showcase that at the high A level. He only made one start at the end of the season for the Hickory Crawdads. That was a four-inning outing against Rome. He winds, delivers. Anderson clocks a deep flight ball to right towards the foul pole and out of play. Easily cleared the fence, actually bounced on the concrete beyond the right field line and hit one of the light posts past Ripken Stadium. Anderson gave it a ride, but it's just a foul ball. The count's still 1-2. Barker's defense respecting the pull power. Cook and Diesel deep on the infield. Gonzalez gets the sign. And the 1-2. Outside. Ball two. Tried the changeup, and Anderson wouldn't bite. Some of those long outings for Gonzalez were some of his best. In 4 6-inning starts last year, he had seven or more strikeouts in all of them. 2-2. He fires. Anderson rips a line drive to right. It one hops to Scott. Doesn't throw to first, just lobs it back to the second baseman, Cook. Anderson scorches the single to right. Second hit for Aberdeen. With one out and the man on first, here comes Aaron Estrada. He had Aberdeen's first hit in the second. Bouncer up the middle. Cook tried to backhand it, throw it wide of the bag. Short lead for Anderson. Pitch home. Lefty Estrada hits it off the handle. Pop up behind second base. Shortstop Cueva with the call and the catch in the shallow outfield. Anderson right back to first. Staring towards the right fielder, Scott. Two outs. Worth noting that Anderson stole two bases last night. Yes, he's a catcher and first baseman, but he has the green light. Jake Cunningham up. Right on right matchup with Gonzalez. The pitch, low and away. Gonzalez racked up plenty of strikeouts, 121 last year. And his 90 innings over double what he's thrown in his prior 2 years of pro ball. A look at first, the pitch home. Cunningham flares it foul. Got a fastball in the inner half. Cunningham swung inside out. Gonzalez certainly proved durable in 2024. Right now, the Spartanburgers have almost nine pitchers who could start. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Strike two. Cutter underneath the bat of Cunningham. He'll take his time out. But as the season goes on, arms start to wane. Guys get promoted. Guys move on. And that nine-man potential starting rotation could easily be whittled down to six or five. And Gonzalez's length will be relied upon, his ability to eat five or six innings at a time. Ball and two strikes. Gonzalez deals. Called strike three. Beautifully placed sweeper at the bottom of the zone for Jose Gonzalez's fifth strikeout through four innings. He strands Anderson on first and keeps us scoreless through four innings at Ripken Stadium. Back with the top of the fifth on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
Interested in making a trip to the ballpark a weekly occurrence? Check out the Spartanburgers season ticket memberships. For under $200, you can choose from three different 12-game packages. The Friday Fireworks package gets you into every Friday night fireworks show at Fifth Third Park. Meanwhile, the midweek or weekender plans offer tons of variety. Our quarter season memberships include a team store discount and plenty of other perks. Pick the pack that's best for you. Visit HubCitySpartanburgers.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Trying to stay up to date on the Spartanburgers when you can't make it out to the ballpark or the team is on the road? Make sure to stay locked into Spartanburgers broadcasts. Join the voice of the Spartanburgers, Ian Unsworth, for all 132 regular season games. Over 100 games will air live on Fox Sports Spartanburg at 98.3 FM locally. Plus, home games will be streamed on the MLB At Bat app, MILB TV, and the Bally Live app. Don't miss a pitch of Spartanburgers baseball.
Host your next event at Fifth Third Park. Choose from options like the Milliken Club or AFL Dugout Lounge. For more information, visit FifthThirdPark.com. Now back to Spartanburgers Baseball.
Pitcher's duel through four innings. Aberdeen and Hub City neither budging. Michael Forrest has thrown four scoreless. First pitch to Anthony Gutierrez, bounced over the third base dugout. Hits the netting, rebounds in front of the Spartanburgers. Everyone leans over the front railing. Eventually, Donier Cueva hops out, says, "I'll get the baseball. Come on, guys." 0-1 to Gutierrez. Struck out swinging his first time up. Pitch. Oh, he tomahawks over a fastball. Strike two. Late swing from Anthony Gutierrez. Undoes the batting gloves as he gets a breather. Forrest fiddling with the baseball. Four strikeouts already for the righty from North Carolina. He delivers the 0-2. Down and away. Ball one. Ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Gutierrez spoils a slider. Reached out, hit it off the end of the bat. Stays alive. Only one hit for the Spartanburgers. It was Dylan Dreiling in the top of the third. Aberdeen has two. Jose Gonzalez, Spartanburger starter, has matched for it inning for inning. Still 1-2. Here's the pitch. Just outside. Forrett couldn't stick a fastball in the outer black. Indian Trail, North Carolina, where Michael Forrett's from. High school state champion as a senior in the Carolinas. The 2-2. Off speed, grounded to the left side. Backhand knocked down from Arias, but he fumbles the baseball. Can't make the throw across. Gutierrez, who can fly, beats it out at first. Arias ranged to his right, bent down, and the ball hit the heel of his glove. Couldn't field it clean. Gutierrez speeding down the first base line. Let's see if the Spartanburgers get the running game going. Glider Figueroa, lefty, is up. The first pitch. Off speed, outside, ball one. Gutierrez already hoping to get in Forrett's head. Bouncing back and forth off the first base bag. Quick word with fundamentals coach Jay Sullinger right behind first base. And the 1-0. Knocked to the backstop. Foul. After every pitch, Sullinger trots to the bag to chat with Gutierrez. He's constantly staring at the back of Michael Foran. Righty on the hill, fiddles with the baseball behind his hip. Maybe Gutierrez trying to guess the pitch. 1-1 to Figueroa. The offering. Jacked into left center field. Honeycutt chasing it. That's over, excuse me. He makes the catch. Left center. Both Honeycutt and Overn can move. Honeycutt was in center last night, Overn there tonight, and he got in the gap, no questions asked. Estrada didn't even have to move from his post and left. One on, one out, no score, top of the fifth. Arturo Disla is up next. The big righty with red batting gloves on an ash and black bat. Ready for Ford's first pitch. Picked to first before the throw home. Gutierrez still darting back and forth, but he was back to the bag with no problem. Wind blowing out to right. Disla won't get any help on the pull side. Ford delivers. Disla rips it opposite field, but foul. To Solinger's left, he stands deep behind the first base coach's box. It ricochets off the pads, and Honeycutt tosses it into the seats. Disla hit 19 home runs last year, 25 doubles. Wind might not be a problem if he gets a hold of one. Deal one, swing and a miss, strike two. Disla will not get cheated. 122 total hits last year in 121 games. An OPS of just over 800. For it, ready. Here's the 0-2. Gutierrez goes. Disla spoils the slider to stay alive. Gutierrez could have been at second standing. But there might have been two outs if Disla couldn't make contact. Anthony Gutierrez back to first. Ethan Anderson holds him on. Arturo Disla back in the right-handed batter's box. Still 0-2. As Michael Foret waits, now pitches. Slider dives in the dirt. Good take from Disla. Watched it all the way into Ryan Stafford's mitt, and it was ball one. Spartanburgers haven't had a runner in scoring position yet. If Gutierrez can swipe second, he would be the first. Foret checks the runner. Picks over to first. Gutierrez froze for a second, but got back to the bag. There was no tag from Ethan Anderson. Gutierrez stole 37 bases last year. Heading into this season, he'd stolen 86 in 2 years of Pro Bowl. 1-2 pitch. Disla lays off. Ball two. Foret going back to that trusty slide piece. Disla wouldn't bite. Four strikeouts for Michael Foret through four and a third. 2-2 count, one out, man on first. The pitch. Fastball up and outside. Ball three. A 3-2 count to number 32, Arturo Disla. .274 hitter over the entirety of his 121 games last year. Payoff pitch. Slider, bounced foul, third base side. Chad Comer with a barehanded play and a flip into the Spartanburgers dugout on the third base side. Spartanburgers manager is a hoss. Former catcher, he's got the wide frame, but he still moves. Agile behind the third base coach's box. 3-2. Disla ready, Foret ready. Gutierrez off first. The pitch. Fastball, ripped foul. Over the first base dugout. Disla won't go down easy. Ball about to see the ninth pitch of this at-bat. Florett's already picked over to first twice. Can't do so again unless he can get Gutierrez out. 3-2 count, one out. The pitch, Gutierrez goes. Wave and a miss, strike three. Throw to second is tardy. Gutierrez is safe. The feet first slide into the bag beat the throw from Stafford. Geisla down on strikes, headed back to the third base dugout. There are two outs, but the Spartanburgers finally have a runner in scoring position. We've got time as the entire infield converges and Ryan Gaul makes a call to the bullpen. So Michael Forrett, on the eve of his 21st birthday, will hit the showers after 64 pitches. 4 2/3 scoreless for the 20-year-old righty. He'll stride back to the first base dugout as a new arm comes in from right field. We'll step aside, our first pitching change of the evening on the Spartanburgers Radio Network. A scoreless ball game, two outs and a man on second in the top of the fifth.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny and hundreds of channels to watch whenever you want. So you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
Set your alarm.
All right, I've added it to reminders.
7 a.m. every weekday, Spartanburg's best sports is on Bump and Run, hosted by Tyler Sugar.
That's the guy. That's the hero.
We're talking sports and other stuff. Hear from local high school and college coaches, including USC Upstate, Clemson, and South Carolina. 2 hours to begin your day. The Bump and Run Way, presented by Hawk Law, right here on Fox Sports 98.3 FM.
Juan de los Santos starts his night off with a strike to Quincy Scott. He's the Ironbirds' new pitcher, replacing Michael Forrett. The righty from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic, 22-year-old. 0-1 pitch, dives in the dirt. Stafford stops it with the chest protector. One ball and one strike to Scott. Michael Forrett went 4 2/3, struck out five. Allowed two hits, two walks. Gutierrez on second is Forrett's responsibility. De Los Santos checks the runner, delivers home, misses low. Two balls and one strike to Scott. Swung at the first pitch his first time up. Bounced it over to Ethan Anderson at first, easy play. De Los Santos hoping for the same. His first appearance of 2025, the 2-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. A lot of junk early on from Juan de los Santos. His sixth season in the minors, all with the Orioles. First signed back in March of 2019. Worked his way through the DSL, came stateside in 2021 after no season in 2020. De los Santos comes set. The 2-2, called strike three. Scott not a fan, but the fastball stuck the outside corner. De Los Santos retires the side, strands Gutierrez on second, and keeps the score Spartanburgers 0, Ironbird 0, after 4.5 innings at Ripken Stadium.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in making a trip to the ballpark a weekly occurrence? Check out the Spartanburgers season ticket memberships. For under $200, you can choose from three different 12-game packages. The Friday Fireworks package gets you into every Friday night fireworks show at Fifth Third Park. Meanwhile, the midweek or weekender plans offer tons of variety. Our quarter season memberships include a team store discount and plenty of other perks. Pick the pack that's best for you. Visit HubCitySpartanburgers.com.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other store, or that they run their own dairy, or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else, or that they have Energy Smart stores, or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department, or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Spartanburgers make a pitching change to start the bottom of the fifth. William Bormy, ready from the Dominican, fires home and draws a wave and miss from Leandro Arias. Bormy replaces starter Jose Gonzalez, who threw four scoreless. 0-1. Bormy rips a fastball high. 22-year-old from Barahona. Tall and lanky, Bormy deals. Fastball jacked up the middle, a base hit. Arias underneath the heater. Low line drive right back where it came from. Not a great start for Bormy, but the Hub City defense has been pretty solid. I mean, last night, defense came at a cost. There were six errors between the two teams. But Gonzalez got solid support through his four innings. He also helped his own cause, striking out five. Here's Ryan Stafford, who squares, pick back to first after the miss. He's out. Arias Gamble took one step too far off of first. Julian Brock dropped to his knees, got a laser over to Disla, who swiped the tag behind him to retire the runner. Beautiful 2-3 putout helps out William Bormy. His 1-0 pitch. Stafford pops it the other way. It scoots foul. Little flare off the handle over Disla, but to the right of the white turf line. Ball and a strike to Ryan Stafford. Right-handed hitting Aberdeen catcher. Bormy delivers. Fastball, a strike at the knees. The Bormy heater can get up to 98. Last year used it effectively with low A down east. Struck out 96 batters. 1-2. Just outside that time. Bormy dipped into his bag of off-speed. The 2-2. Rides high. Bormy can go fastball, slider, change, or sinker. Tried the slide piece on the 2-2, but couldn't find the zone. 3-2. Stafford ready. The pitch. Fastball elevated. Left side of the infield. Just a look for Figueroa. He watches it drop onto the concourse. Some fan just stood there, wrapped his arms around himself, and buckled up for whatever was coming. The ball bounced about 3 feet to his left. They always tell you heads up. You look for the ball and get out of the way. 3-2 pitch. Stafford spoils a slider. Pop up over the backstop and onto the roof. Still 3-2. Bormy's second batter. 22-year-old righty signed with the Rangers back in 2019. His 3-2 outside, ball four. Stafford went into a squat to watch it pass the plate. Bormy had an interesting start to his pro career. Signed in December of 2019, but had to wait until 2022. Could you imagine waiting 3 years for something that's been a dream your entire life? The anticipation must have gnawed at him day after day. Jalen Vasquez up. First pitch. A called strike. Wonderful splitter on the outside corner. Bormy didn't have a season in 2020. COVID canceled that. He missed 2021. The 0-1. Changeup. Almost the same spot, but Brock couldn't frame it for a strike. 1-1 with Stafford on first and one out. No score, bottom fifth. So Bormy, after signing in December of 2019, didn't make his pro debut until May of 2022. The 1-1. Fastball fouled off. Off the handle of Vasquez's black bat and into the backstop. Bormy only got to throw 4 games in his debut season, but pitched well in the Dominican Summer League. 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 10 strikeouts. That was enough to get him sent stateside to the ACL. 1-2, bounces inside. Runners caught between first and second. Brock with a C to second base. Cueva can't get the tag on. Stafford was a dead man walking, but turned on the speed to get to second. Aberdeen survives a base-running scare. Arias singled, got picked off to start the inning. That would have been back-to-back runners retired on the base paths. But somehow, Stafford slipped past the tag of Cueva. He's on second. A 2-2 count to Vasquez, the 9-hole hitter. Bormy checks the bag, delivers home. Off speed, swing and a miss, strike three. Bormy shakes his head, pounds the ball into his mitt as Vasquez turns waywardly back towards the first base dugout. Really nice pitch. Dove underneath the barrel. 2 outs. Stafford gets his lead as Austin Overn steps in. Overn, 2 hits last night. The first pitch, he squares, pulls it back. Stafford gambling off second. Hustles back to the base. Cueva sneaking up behind him for that potential back pick throw. Overn in 20 pro games last year had 21 pro hits. Started off the season with a 2-for-5 night. He takes a changeup low and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Highlight of Austin Overn's night. I mean, there were multiple. The first, a beautiful throw from left field to nail a runner at home. The second, a solo home run over the right field fence. He's ahead in the count, 2-0. The pitch. Outside. 3 balls, no strikes. Bormy hoping to find the zone. Single and walk already in the inning, but Arias retired on the back pick to first. Over and way ahead, 3-0. The righty fires, time called from behind the plate. A pitch clock violation on William Bormy. Walks over. Already ahead 3-0, Overn doesn't get to see a fourth pitch. Thomas St. Clair quickly out of the dugout to go chat with William Bormy. 3 of the 4 Aberdeen batters in the bottom of the fifth have reached. Bormy coming into this game fresh out of the pen with a clean inning. Jose Gonzalez 4 scoreless. Michael Forrett 4 2/3. The starter for Aberdeen really solid on the other side. Both starters had 5 strikeouts. But now it's up to St. Clair to reset Bormy and mitigate the damage. Hub City's relievers got out of plenty of pressure situations last night. Mentioned in the pregame show, but it's worth going back to. In the ninth, Aberdeen had a chance to walk it off. O'Farrell, who's coming up, doubled with two outs. Overton couldn't bring him in. In the 10th, Ironbirds had the bases loaded with one out. Couldn't score. In the 11th, Victor Simeone walked the bases loaded. And Aberdeen still couldn't push across that game-winning run. For the Spartanburgers, went ahead 4-3 in the 12th and sealed the deal. The first pitch to O'Farrell is a called strike. Thomas St. Clair, another effective mound visit. Got those first pitch strikes last night after chatting with his pitchers. Dormy dialed in with the slider. Ahead in the count 0-1. Runners on first and second, two outs. Here's the pitch. Called strike two. Back pick on a hop to first. Diesla gobbles it up. Runners safe. But more importantly, Arturo Diesla kept the ball in the infield. Brock threw it from both knees. It hopped over the runner over, and Diesla pinned it to his chest. The count, no balls, two strikes to Griff O'Farrell. Bormy stares at second, runners go. The pitch, O'Farrell reaches out and pokes it foul, third base side. Stafford got a heck of a jump from second. Over and late following him up from first. Bormy not too concerned about the runners at this point. Way ahead. 0-2 to Griff O'Farrell. The righty comes set. Tall and lanky. He delivers. O'Farrell pokes a fly ball to right. Squat. Scott hustles towards the line and makes the catch right at the shoulders. A little trouble for William Bormy in his first inning of work, but a nice found visit from Thomas St. Clair settles things down and keeps the game scoreless. Spartanburger 0, Ironbird 0 after 5 at Ripken Stadium. Back in a moment on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
If you want to hit a home run picking a pest control company, then knock it out of the park with the local and trusted J&N Pest Control and Wildlife. Serving the upstate since 2001, taking care of all of your roaches, bees, ants, termites, and so much more. It's time to get off the bench and give them a call at 864-590-4039. That's 864-590-4039. J&N Pest Control and Wildlife.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch whenever you want. So you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Your radio home for Hub City Spartanburgers baseball is Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3 FM. Listen live from around the world by downloading the Fox Sports Spartanburg app.
Juan de los Santos only needed to get one batter out. His replacement, Blake Money, is on the hill. Top of the sixth in Aberdeen, no score. Money deals, and Donyer Cueva takes outside. A 6'7", 240-pound righty casts an imposing figure on the hill. Cueva, a 6'1 left-hander, dwarfed in comparison. Money winds. Here's the 1-0. Rolled over, foul. Grounder off the first base dugout. De Los Santos struck out Quincy Scott with Anthony Gutierrez on second. Hub City got us out of some trouble in the bottom of the fifth. William Bormy leaving runners on first and second. But still scoreless we stand. 1-1. Money winds. Fires. Cueva rips a ground ball right side. O'Farrell with a glove side snag in the hole. Spins and throws to first. Nice play. Ground ball stayed low the entire time. O'Farrell had to flash the reflexes left side to get that baseball and get it to his collegiate teammate and now pro teammate, Ethan Anderson at first base. With one out, bases clear, top of the sixth, here's Dylan Dreiling, third time tonight. Dreiling's been on twice. Money's first pitch, down and in. Fastball very vertical, looks like it's coming straight down at the hitter from that high release point. Former LSU Tiger delivers. 106 below the zone, two balls, no strikes. Just like his college teammate last night, Riley Cooper, who threw two innings of relief. Blake Money, a 2023 College World Series champion at LSU. A big man with a big personality, said the Tigers. 2-0 pitch. Bender at the knees, strike one. I mean, with a name like Blake Money, how could you not have some confidence in yourself? Great changeup. Just saw the slider. And Money can chuck that fastball. The 2-1 pitch. Another change. Another strike. Dreiling with a little side bend. He wasn't a fan. He saw Money in his freshman year at Tennessee. Dreiling wiggles the hips. 2-2 pitch upcoming. Base is clear. One out. No score. Here it comes. Dreiling out in front of off speed. Pops it to right. But Honeycutt's right there. A soft fly ball. Never really had any juice. Two outs in the top of the sixth. Clean start for Mr. Blake Money. We're at Ripken Stadium, where many young dreams are fulfilled. Travel ball players all across this complex earlier today. Malcolm Moore waits the first pitch from Money. And takes a fastball at the knees for a strike. Blake Money achieved the dream of so many young baseball players, I mean, myself included, back when I was growing up, to play in the Little League World Series. He did it twice. His 0-1. Moore leaves a slider down and outside. One ball, one strike. Money out of Tennessee. Played in both 2013 and 2014 Little League World Series. His younger brother went viral during those August months. 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Two balls, one strike to Moore. Blake's younger brother is named Cash. I mean, why not? And Cash Money was wearing dollar sign sunglasses in the stands. He was all over those ESPN cameras while Blake was pitching. The 2-1. Moore waves at a changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Moore takes time. Two's on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Moore, the two-hitter in the Spartanburgers order, has struck out twice. Almost feels like a jackpot against Blake Money. Money winds. The righty fires. Moore tips a fastball off the plate. Stays alive. Money was excellent in high school, Gatorade Player of the Year nominee. Got the offer from Jay Johnson at LSU. He's drafted in the 12th round in 2023. 361st pick. 2-2. Moore hits it off the handle. Foul. It scoots past Jay Sullinger and into the seats beyond right field. No netting down the lines. Both first and third base side. No fans can sit there. So that baseball just sits by its lonesome. 2-2 to Moore, back in the box. Base is clear, two outs. Money delivers. Slider outside and low. Moore leaves it alone. Money's been both a starter and a bullpen arm. Would not be surprised to see him go multiple innings tonight. Over 100 last year in low A. 3-2 pitch to Moore. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back foot changeup. Moore twisted around it. Blake Money goes 1-2-3 in the top of the sixth. Still looking for our first run between Aberdeen and Hub City. Back for the bottom of the sixth. on the Spartan Burgers Radio Network after this.
Want to be a Spartan Burgers season ticket member? It's not too late. Get half-season tickets for the inaugural season at Fifth Third Park now and enjoy discounts at the team store along with access to member-only events. Choose from one of our half-season memberships that get you into 33 home games for Hub City. For more on becoming a season ticket member with the Spartan Burgers, email us at tickets@hcspartanburgers.com or visit our website, hubcityspartanburgers.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Bring your big group outing to the ballpark with the Spartan Burgers. Fifth Third Park's specialty group areas are the perfect place for your small or large group outing. Whether it's a birthday party or business event, the Spartan Burgers have packages that allow you to customize your experience. Group tickets start at just $10. Interested in hosting an outing at a Spartan Burgers game? Email tickets@hcspartanburgers.com for more information. See you at the ballpark.
Still scoreless, bottom of the sixth between Aberdeen and Hub City. William Bormy fires a fastball low and outside to Vance Honeycutt. Ball one to the right-handed hitting right fielder. Honeycutt settling into the box, grabbing a foothold. The 1-0. Honeycutt pops up a changeup, sends it out of play. One ball, one strike to Honeycutt last night, struck out four times in five at-bats. McKay not popular in Honeycutt's repertoire. He swings and misses at a 1-1 heater to make it 1-2. Honeycutt only struck out 24 times in 13 games last year. At North Carolina, he was a menace. Slugged 714, reached base, an OPS of 410, but he watches a Bormy fastball for strike three. Over the outside corner, Honeycutt didn't like it. Bormy stuck it there anyway. Second strikeout for the 6'3", 175-pound righty. Lettuce green jersey draped off his shoulders. Ethan Anderson up next. Lefty first baseman. First pitch. Off speed, called strike. Bormy had a rough first inning. Single and two walks, but looks dialed in to start his second. He winds, fires. Change up down and in. Ball and a strike to Ethan Anderson. Blue and black glove at the face. Here's the pitch from Bormy. Anderson rockets a single up the middle. Three bounces out to center field where Gutierrez scoops it up. Bormy went with off speed one more time. Anderson stayed back and fought it past second base. Back-to-back singles for Ethan Anderson as the Aberdeen bats start to find their groove. Aaron Estrada up next. Talk about hitting. Estrada can do just that. First pitch, way inside. He twists the hips out of the way. Almost took some paint off his black belt. That Bormy fastball has some speed. 95 to 98 on the radar gun. Estrada was second in the O's organization with 124 hits last year. He golf swings a fastball. Big fly ball behind first base. Diesler reaches but can't grab it in foul territory. That skyscraper of a foul ball fell into the first row of seats. Diesla needed about four more feet of arm to get the foul ball. If only he could stretch like the wife in Miss Incredible. 1-1. Bormy ready. Got a new baseball. His pitch slapped the other way. Splits the 5-6 hole. A base knock scoots it a left. Back-to-back singles for the Ironbirds. Aberdeen momentum starting to swirl. Julian Brock will take time to go have a quick conversation with William Bormy. Here's an interesting note I got from Julian Brock, chatting with him after our pregame interview. This comes in handy when talking to a pitcher like Bormy. English is William Bormy's second language. He was born in the Dominican Republic. Julian Brock, born in Texas, but his mom, Vivian, is Colombian. So Brock speaks pretty solid Spanish. He can communicate from pitchers all around the world. So nice to have something like that in your back pocket, especially in the minors, where Brock might work with 50 different pitchers in the six-month season. Runners on first and second, one out. Bormy delivers, low and outside, and Brock scampers to stop a backhand fastball. Jake Cunningham lays off, one ball, no strikes. One out, Anderson on first, Estrada on second. Ironbird searching for the game's first run. The 1-0. Off speed, just above the zone. Slightly above the white Ironbirds logo across Cunningham's chest. It's white, outlined in orange. Jersey number below on the left hip. Cunningham 0 for 2, two strikeouts. 2-0 pitch, way outside. Another diving stop from Brock, stabbed it on his knees. Action stirring in the Spartanburgers bullpen beyond left field. Righty beginning to throw. Can't see which jersey number because of the brown padding in between the wall and the bullpen. 3-0, Bormy behind in the count. His pitch. Called strike one. On 3-0, William Bormy throws a slider. Julian Brock will call all the pitches of tonight's ballgame. Thomas St. Clair might give some input here and there, but most of the time it's Brock's decision what's coming to the hitters. 3-1 pitch. Runners go. Brock throws to second. They've got a pickle. Estrada's caught between bases, first and second, but there's a runner on third as well. Anderson not going anywhere. Estrada falls down in the base path. They can't tag him, and Anderson hustles home. The pickle play works to perfection for Aberdeen, who takes a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth. To make matters worse, that last pitch was ball four. So Cunningham was headed to first anyway. They didn't have to throw the ball to second, and that's why Chad Comer is out talking to Gustavo Garza, the home plate umpire. He says that maybe time should have been called and the ball shouldn't have been live because Estrada had that lane to second anyways. Garza pushing back, saying the runner took off before the pitch, and Chad Comer accepts that ruling. Since Estrada was in motion before the pitch was thrown, he's a live runner. No reason for time to be called in that instance. Ethan Anderson was already on the move to third. And as Anderson snuck down the third baseline, Estrada took a tumble. Defense all focused on him. First pitch low and inside to Leandro Arias. Left-handed hitting shortstop digging in. Estrada on second. And Jake Cunningham on first. Estrada's steal of second base is what gets Anderson home. The 1-0 pitch. Arias chops it right side. Two bounces to Cook at second. He fields, throws to the bag. Cuevas turn to first is in time. Double play. Man, one more pitch, and the Spartanburgers are out of the inning. but they can't stop the Aberdeen pickle play. Estrada with some nifty moves between first and second to buy enough time to get Ethan Anderson home. After six innings and a WSPA double play to end the bottom of the sixth, Aberdeen with a 1-0 lead at Ripken Stadium. Back for the top of the seventh on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Test Director Rick from ServPro, the leader in cleaning, restoration, and construction. It's my job to make sure our pros are prepared for anything. Storm damage? Fixed. Flood damage? We're on it. Fire damage? Not anymore. Aliens? What? Aliens? We cleaned those sites a while ago. No matter the disaster, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Find out why ServPro is the number one choice for residential and commercial restoration projects, large and small. Visit ServPro.com today.
Adulting is hard. Paying for college shouldn't be. At Spartanburg Community College, we've worked to provide unlimited access to all of the college's academic programs, meaning we made all of those programs tuition-free for those that qualify. That's right, free! You can choose your path at Spartanburg Community College, whether a trade or degree program or a path to conquer your gen eds and transfer to four-year university. Learn more at sccsc.edu. Dream it, chase it, live it at Spartanburg Community College.
Trying to stay up to date on the Spartanburgers when you can't make it out to the ballpark or the team is on the road? Make sure to stay locked into Spartanburgers broadcasts. Join the voice of the Spartanburgers, Ian Unsworth, for all 132 regular season games. Over 100 games will air live on Fox Sports Spartanburg at 98.3 FM locally. Plus, home games will be streamed on the MLB at Bat app, MILB TV, and the Bally Live app. Don't miss a pitch of Spartanburgers baseball.
Blake Money back on the hill for the top of the seventh. His 0-1. Foul tipped into Ryan Stafford's mitt. Julian Brock quickly falls behind. 0-2. Aberdeen 1, Hub City nothing. Pickle play scores the first run of the game for the Ironbirds in the bottom of the sixth. It's been that kind of night for both teams' bats. Big righty, Blake Money, the 0-2. Wave and a miss, strike three. Brock down swinging. And of course, rather fittingly, the money sound effect, the cha-ching of a cash register over the PA system at Ripken Stadium. Nice touch. Up next, Casey Cook, lefty bat. Blake Money's first pitch. Changeup dives low and away. 1-0 to Cook. Aberdeen with five hits on the night. Spartanburgers just two, and two errors as well. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Casey Cook. Slider drops in the zone. Ball and a strike. Last night, defensive mishap got the Spartanburgers their first run of the season. Arturo Diestle hit a line drive out to center field. Vance Honeycutt dropped it. The 1-1 pitch. Cook hits it off the handle. Slow roller to short. Arias has to get it over quick and does. Beats Cook by a step. Aberdeen shortstop sat back on the baseball. Let it come to him. And a quick sidearm throw retires Cook for the second out. I bring up that line drive to Cunningham because, or that line drive to Honeycutt in center field. Cook was talking about it on the team bus back to the hotel after the game. He was in disbelief that Vance Honeycutt, his former Tar Heel roommate, dropped the ball. The first pitch to Anthony Gutierrez. Slider called a strike. Cook just turned around and told us Vance doesn't drop those. That was a tough play. The line drive hit right at him. Those are tough to judge. 0-1 pitch. Gutierrez flails and misses at a fastball. Strike two. Gutierrez, the Hub City center fielder, 1-for-2 tonight. A single and a strikeout. Blake Money stares towards his catcher. Glove to the face. He winds and fires. Gutierrez reaches out, hits a pop-up behind the mound. Money already knows it's a sure thing. Ethan Anderson secures the catch to the right of the mound. Money was already walking towards the first base dugout. Six up, six down for Blake Money. out of the Iron Birds bullpen. Aberdeen holds a 1-0 lead as it's time to stretch at Ripken Stadium. Up next for the Iron Birds, Stafford Vasquez, then the top of the order on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring your big group outing to the ballpark with the Spartanburgers. 5th Third Park specialty group areas are the perfect place for your small or large group outing. Whether it's a birthday party or business event, the Spartanburgers have packages that allow you to customize your experience. Group tickets start at just $10. Interested in hosting an outing at a Spartanburgers game? Email tickets at hcspartanburgers.com for more information. See you at the ballpark.
Hi, I'm Test Director Rick from ServPro, the leader in cleaning, restoration, and construction. It's my job to make sure our pros are prepared for anything. Storm damage? Fixed. Flood damage? We're on it. Fire damage? Not anymore. Aliens? What? Aliens? We cleaned those sites a while ago. No matter the disaster, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Find out why ServPro is the number one choice for residential and commercial restoration projects, large and small. Visit ServPro.com today.
Spartan Waste is the official waste management provider of the Hub City Spartanburgers. Visit Spartanburg-waste.com for more information. Now back to the ballpark for more Spartanburgers baseball.
New arm into the ballgame for Chad Comer and the Spartanburgers after the seventh inning stretch. Adonis Villavicencio to make his first appearance of 2025. The righty kicks and fires. First pitch swing from Ryan Stafford, who fouls it off over the first base dugout. Villavicencio, 6'2", 200 pounds. 24-year-old, pitched two seasons in the Dominican Summer League prior to coming stateside. Second pitch, a pop-up from Stafford behind second base. Casey Cook takes control and makes the catch. Cook very comfortable when the ball's in the air. He played outfield for 2 years at UNC, and the Rangers like to station him in the infield, mainly second base. Stafford retired, one out, base is clear. Here's Jalen Vasquez. A 1-0 ball game, Iron Birds in front. Right on left, the pitch. Called strike at the top of the zone from Villavicencio. Venezuelan who signed with the Rangers in 2021. His next offering, just below the knees. Ball and a strike. Villavicencio's main pitch is the sinker, followed up with a slider, splitter, and fastball. His 1-1, poked the other way, foul. Over the seats, onto the concourse, past the kid zone. They've got a little cage beyond left field where you can test your velocity. I'm sure all the travel baseball kids love that. Someone's got to stand there holding a radar gun for 9 innings. Wonder if that thing ever gets above 65. The 1-2 pitch. Vasquez reaches out, pops a fly ball to left. Dreiling there, makes the catch. Dylan Dreiling barely had to move, just took one step in to make the snag above his navy and green cap. Two quick outs for Adonis Villavicencio. Last year, the man they call Villa pitched 23 games in both Low A Down East and the Arizona Complex League, an ERA of 3 between those two. His pitch to Overton, who squares, pulls back, and takes ball one. Villavicencio left a heater outside the zone. Villavicencio replacing Willian Bormy, who in 2 innings allowed 1 unearned run. The 1-0 pitch. Overton hits a towering pop-up behind third base. Tailing into foul territory, Cuevas there. And at the line, he makes the catch. Three up, three down for Villavicencio in the bottom of the seventh. Now it's time to see if the Spartanburgers can get the bats going. Just 2 hits on the night. for Hub City. Back with Figueroa, Diesla, and Scott after the break on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring your big group outing to the ballpark with the Spartan Burgers. Fifth Third Park specialty group areas are the perfect place for your small or large group outing. Whether it's a birthday party or business event, the Spartan Burgers have packages that allow you to customize your experience. Group tickets start at just $10. Interested in hosting an outing at a Spartan Burgers game? Email tickets at hcspartanburgers.com for more information. See you at the ballpark.
Hi, I'm Test Director Rick from ServPro, the leader in cleaning, restoration, and construction. It's my job to make sure our pros are prepared for anything. Storm damage? Fixed. Flood damage? We're on it. Fire damage? Not anymore.
Aliens? What aliens? We cleaned those sites a while ago.
No matter the disaster, our pros will make it like it never even happened. Find out why ServPro is the number one choice for residential and commercial restoration projects, large and small. Visit ServPro.com today.
Glider Figueroa digs in to start the top of the seventh. Spartanburgers down 1-0 to the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Blake Money's first pitch up and outside. 1-0 to the lefty Figueroa. 0-2 tonight. Grounded to first. Fly out to center. Money the kick and the pitch. Sinking changeup bounces in front of the plate. Two balls, no strikes to Figueroa. Glider's got some pop. 20 home runs last year across low A and high A. Lefty rests the bat on his back shoulder. Ready for the 2-0 pitch. Money snaps off a slider. Strike one. Figueroa spits on the batting gloves. Wants to get just a bit more grip on his bat. Some of them he's got wrapped with those lizard skins pattern bat grips. Others not so much. 2-1. Change up spiked in the dirt. Three balls, one strike to Figueroa. Today in batting practice, Glader was smacking baseballs all over the place. Line drives to left center and right center. He didn't get one out, though. He was frustrated in his last round that he hit one off the right field wall. Money's 3-1. Glader chops it to first base. Two big hops to Anderson. Underhand toss to the pitcher covering. There's the first out. Base is clear in the top of the eighth. Aberdeen scored the only run of the game on a little trickeration on the base pass. In the bottom of the sixth, Aaron Estrada took off for second. Ethan Anderson stole third. Estrada fell down in the middle of the base pass. Hub City players focused on the pickle between first and second. Forgot about Anderson, who stole home. Arturo Diesla up. First pitch. Slider nicks the top of the zone. Strike one. Diesla's flied out to center and struck out swinging. Hasn't faced Money yet. Money teals. It's up and outside. Blake Money back for his third inning of work. 25 pitches through his first two. And the Aberdeen bullpen is quiet at the moment. Money glove to the face. Starts the wind. The 1-1. Diesla smokes a pop-up out of play. Hub City took the series opener 4-3. This game two. Game three tomorrow with first pitch at 2:05. The 1-2 to Diesla. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Money with his third strikeout broke the slider off the table. Two outs. The base is clear. Here comes Quincy Scott. Right fielder also 0-2. Bottom four of the Spartanburgers order has not been on base yet. Right on right. Money's pitch. Inside. Called a strike even though Stafford didn't catch it. Money's thrown two different types of changeups. One's been really vertical, bouncing in the dirt. That one broke off a bit more horizontally. A deep breath. Here comes the big righty's 0-1. That's the vertical changeup. It hops into Stafford's mitt. Six-foot-seven on the hill, 6-foot-5 at the dish. Scott, the junior college product, played his college ball right near home, Escondido, California. 1-1, swing and a miss. Money blows a fastball past Scott. Ball and two strikes. Spartanburger's bats last night took a while to heat up. Hub City capitalized on some Aberdeen errors early, but didn't string together three consecutive hits until the top of the ninth with backs against the wall. 1-2, two outs in the eighth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Ball was in the dirt, so Stafford has to complete the play. His throw to first on a line. And Blake Money is through three scoreless. He shut down the Spartanburgers bats from the sixth through the eighth. And Aberdeen has a chance to tack on to its 1-0 lead. Griff O'Farrell leads it off for the Ironbirds. Adonis Villavicencio back to the hill for Hub City when we return.
Interested in making a trip to the ballpark a weekly occurrence? Check out the Spartanburgers season ticket memberships. For under $200, you can choose from three different 12-game packages. The Friday Fireworks package gets you into every Friday night fireworks show at Fifth Third Park. Meanwhile, the midweek or weekender plans offer tons of variety. Our quarter season memberships include a team store discount and plenty of other perks. Pick the pack that's best for you. Visit HubCitySpartanburgers.com.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other store? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Set your alarm.
All right, I've added it to reminders.
7 a.m. every weekday, Spartanburg's best sports is on Bump and Run, hosted by Tyler Sugar.
That's the guy. That's the hero.
We're talking sports and other stuff. Hear from local high school and college coaches, including USC Upstate, Clemson, and South Carolina. 2 hours to begin your day. The Bump and Runway, presented by Hawk Law, right here on Fox Sports 98.3 FM.
Griff O'Farrell batting first for Aberdeen in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch knocked to the backstop. Adonis Villavicencio started the inning with the ball. The second is a foul ball, so it's 1-1. Ironbirds 1, Spartanburgers nothing. Ripken Stadium in Maryland. Next pitch, bending slider, ball 2, up and in. Quiet offensive night for both sides. One run for Aberdeen on 5 hits. O'Farrell's got a 6th, lacing a single up the middle. An easy jog to first with a top 10 prospect in the Orioles system. Farrell just as good with the bat as he is with the glove. He won the Brooks Wallace Award in his final year of college. That's given to the best shortstop in college baseball. Up next, Vance Honeycutt. Hoping a rebound from a slow night one. The pitch. Honeycutt squares, bunts it foul. Hit his thigh in the box, so time immediately called. Gustavo Garza, the home plate umpire, stopping proceedings. O'Farrell leading off first. He can move. Aberdeen stole almost three bases a game last year, had six in last night's opener. The 0-1, O'Farrell goes, Honeycutt bunts it back in play. It went right to the pitcher's mound. Sofia Vicencio shovels it to Dysla at first and gets the out. Sacrifice for Honeycutt moves O'Farrell to second. Via Vicencio ran a fastball up and in. Honeycutt had to bend out of the way to get the bunt in play. Not conventional, but it moves O'Farrell up to second. Ethan Anderson up. He's made solid contact three times tonight. He swings at the first pitch and rips it to the backstop. Anderson lined out to left his first time up. Back-to-back singles in the fourth and sixth. Anderson scored Aberdeen's only run. Stole third and then came around to score on the properly executed first and third play from the Ironbirds. Arona Estrada got in a pickle in between first and second. At first, it was ruled an error on Julian Brock, but he made a perfect throw to the second base bag. So they went back, changed the scoring, gave Anderson the stolen base of home. 0-1 pitch. Anderson nubs it foul. Up the first baseline, it trickles towards the coach's box. No balls, two strikes. O'Farrell on second. Could be a nice insurance run for the Ironbirds in a 1-0 ball game. Just like last night, things tight as we near the final innings. And Aberdeen ahead by one run. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Nasty splitter from Via Vicencio retires Anderson. Via Vicencio's first strikeout. That's the eighth for Hub City pitching. Up next, Estrada, batting from the left side. We've got time. Via Vicencio needs to lock eyes with the batter. He was already coming set as Estrada was digging into the left-handed batter's box. Two outs, so O'Farrell on second. The pitch. Another splitter, this one too far outside, gliding over the right-handed batter's box. Via Vicencio shakes out the lime green jersey. A bright red glove on his left hip. He comes set. And delivers. 1-0, also outside. Two balls, no strikes to Estrada. He's got two hits this evening. OPS of almost 780 last year. A 290 hitter in the Orioles system. 2-0 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No. Michael Cross, arms extended, makes the count three balls, no strikes. O'Farrell chatting it away with Cueva. Shortstops by nature, jabbering back and forth. 3-0 pitch. Just a bit outside. Wow. That's ball four. It puts Estrada on first. Brock stuck it. He thought it was a strike. Via Vicencio thought he'd have another pitch, at least in this at-bat. Instead, there's a force at any base. First, second, or third. And Thomas St. Clair's back to the bump. Talk strategy with Via Vicencio, Brock, and the entire infield. Little bit of background on Thomas St. Clair. He's in his fourth season in the Rangers org. Got the promotion from low A to high A right before spring training when Julio Valdez, Spartanburger's original pitching coach, was promoted to double A. St. Clair came to the Rangers org from D3 North Carolina Wesleyan. He's from the Carolinas originally, grew up in Winston-Salem. He'll get to make a trip to his hometown later this season as the Spartanburgers play division opponent, the Winston-Salem Dash, later on this year. Winston-Salem will also be at Fifth Third Park the July 4th weekend. That's sure to be plenty of fun. July 4th through 6th, we'll have fireworks on both Friday and Saturday. Via Vicencio spins off the mound back towards second after the mound visit concludes. Griff O'Farrell hustled back to the bag. He's the lead runner on second. Estrada on first. Jake Cunningham in the righty box. Via Vicencio delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Cunningham laid on a heater. Via Vicencio hoping to buckle down. Keep this ball game at 1-0 Aberdeen. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Villavicencio went with the slide step. Another fastball blown by Cunningham. Infield back. Outfield straight away. The 0-2. Fouled off. Quick reactions from Cunningham to spoil that fastball. Villavicencio went back to the bag. A third straight heater. Cook holds the runner on second. Diesla behind Estrada at first. 0-2. O'Farrell jumping off the bag. Here's a pitch. Foul tipped. It hit Brock in the mask. Cunningham stays alive. It's still 0-2. Fought off the slider. Beat the fastball away on the pitch before. Third 0-2 pitch upcoming to Cunningham. Righty on righty. Villavicencio checks second. Deals home. Cunningham fouls off a fastball. Still, no balls, two strikes. Two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Villavicencio's second inning, hoping to give the Spartanburgers a chance to tie in the ninth. 0-2 pitch. Slider cranked down the left field line. It drops towards the foul pole. That'll be extra bases. O'Farrell trots home easily. Estrada right on his tail, speeding towards the plate. No throw. Two strike, two out, two run double for Jake Cunningham. It's 3-0 Ironbirds in the bottom of the eighth. Villavicencio hung a slider high in the zone. Cunningham turned on it for his first hit of the night. The first extra base hit for either team. It comes in the bottom of the eighth. Arias up, first pitch. Bounce past the mound to short. Cueva charges, fields on the run, throws on the run, and retires Arias. Aberdeen widens the lead. The Cunningham double plates two. Both Estrada and O'Farrell come around to score. Hub City was one pitch away from getting out of the inning. But instead, 3-0 Aberdeen. Last up's potentially coming for the Spartanburgers in the top of the ninth. Daniel Cueva will lead it off before Dreiling and Moore follow him up. Let's see if the Spartanburgers have another ninth inning rally in store. Top of the ninth is next on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
For nearly two decades,
these are the guys. They're how I end every workday.
The sports voice of Spartanburg County has been right here. Weekdays at 3 p.m. It's Open Mic. Talking everything local, from USC Upstate to the biggest high school football and basketball games in the region. Don't miss a moment of Open Mic with Ryan Cleary, Joe Skinner, and Anthony Greer every weekday beginning at 3 on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3. Presented by Chris Foster, Heating and Air.
Want to be a Spartanburger season ticket member? It's not too late. Get half-season tickets for the inaugural season at 5th Third Park now and enjoy discounts at the team store along with access to member-only events. Choose from one of our half-season memberships that get you into 33 home games for Hub City. For more on becoming a season ticket member with the Spartanburgers, email us at tickets@hcspartanburgers.com or visit our website, hubcityspartanburgers.com.
Spartanburg Regional Healthcare System is proud to serve as the official healthcare provider of the Spartanburgers, helping to care for the team and our community as they enjoy games. Now back to the ballpark and Spartanburgers baseball.
Spartanburgers offense hoping for a ninth inning jolt. Maybe the bottom of the order can provide a bit of a spark against Blake Money. He's glided through three innings, striking out four Spartanburg batters in the process. Daniel Cueva, the first to face him in the ninth. Left-handed hitting shortstop, wide open stance. First pitch from Money. Swing and a miss, strike one. The Ironbirds lead 3-0. A two-run, two-out, two-strike double. Jake Cunningham battled off a couple fastballs from Adonis Villavicencio, then stroked a slider down the left field line, plating both Griff O'Farrell and Aaron Estrada. Money stands tall on the first base side of the rubber. He winds and delivers the 0-1. Down and in. Bounces in front of the plate. One ball, one strike to Daniel Cueva. Money's retired 9 straight Spartanburgers since the time he's entered the ballgame. A 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Cueva bends down into a lunge as he waves over the slider. Aberdeen defense expects a pull side baseball. O'Farrell and Anderson deep on the right side of the infield. 1-2. Cueva spoils a fastball. Pops it foul. Vasquez splits the difference in between third and second. The shortstop Arias shifted way behind the second base back. Still 1-2. Money comes home. Cueva ropes a line drive into right field, a base hit. First for the Spartanburgers since the fifth. Last night, Hub City strung together 3 straight hits in the top of the ninth to tie the game. Is there a little late game magic? Addition 2. Dylan Dreiling's reached twice tonight. Started the game off with a walk, then singled in the fourth. Cueva leads off first. Anderson holds him on. Money in the stretch. First time tonight. Pitch. Down and inside. Ball 1. Money has not been in any sort of pressure situation since entering the ballgame. He's just breezed through the Spartanburger order. Cueva, 3-step lead. 1-0. Money comes home and bounces a changeup. Stafford with a strong stop. Eats it in between the chest. Stafford has been putting that catcher's gear to good use. Blake Money will leave a lot of changeups in the dirt. They tunnel down from his high release point. Dreiling ready for the 2-0 pitch. Ready comes home. Another changeup, another ball. 3-0. Dreiling's way ahead. Cueva patient off first. Wants to let Dreiling do some work with the bat. 3-0. Right down the middle. Don't think there was any way Dreiling would take the bat off his shoulder. Top 10 prospect in the Rangers organization. Last year's second round pick. Ready for a 3-run from Blake Money. Here it comes. Dreiling cranks a line drive to right. It one hop skips in front of Honeycutt. And the Spartanburgers have the tying run coming to the plate. Back-to-back pull side singles. First from Cueva, now from Dreiling. Here comes Hub City. Pass the baton to Malcolm Moore, who's 0-for-3 tonight with 3 strikeouts. Maybe a little slump buster after beginning the season 1-for-9. Money from the stretch. Check second. Deals home. Moore takes a strike at the top of the zone. Fastball nicked the top inside corner. Moore slightly open stance from the lefty box. Money set. Check second. Deals. Slider just on the outside corner. 0-2. Moore takes it without a peep. Aberdeen infield set to turn 2. Arias shades towards the back. The shortstop covering the runner Cueva. Outfield is deep and no doubles. 0-2. Pitch. Down and away. Stafford had the lean to his left, so could not frame that off speed. 1-2 to Malcolm Moore. Julian Brock, last night's hero, waits on deck. Body's starting to stir in the Ironbirds bullpen. 1-2. Money deals. It skips off of Stafford's mitt. Cueva takes off for third. He dives into the bag. Safe. Pitch was a ball. It's 2-2. If Stafford catches that, maybe it's 3. But now pitcher and catcher have a conversation. There's a chance that Stafford wasn't expecting a fastball. That could be why he didn't catch it clean. Have to change up the signs with a runner on second. So Cueva can't pick something up and possibly relay what pitch is coming to the hitter. First and third now for Hub City. Dreiling stayed put. Great aggressiveness from Cueva on the pass ball. 2-2 to Moore, still no outs, top ninth. The pitch. In the dirt, ball three. Aberdeen with a 3-0 lead. A run in the sixth and two more in the eighth. Spartanburgers on the comeback trail once again. Tying run at the dish and Malcolm Moore. Three balls, two strikes. The pitch. Popped up and out of play. Over the third base dugout. Moore stayed back long enough to foil Money's plans with that off speed. Moore has not put a ball in play yet. Hoping to break the three strikeout streak. Now's the time. Payoff pitch upcoming. Here it is. Moore fouls off a slider. Wonder when Money goes back to that trademark changeup. Saw it a lot early in his three innings and change. But he's gone away with it after spiking a couple early in the inning. Cueva on third, Dreiling on first. 3-2 pitch upcoming. Here it is. It's down, and it's ball four. The bases are juiced in the top of the ninth. And here comes Julian Brock. Time on the field as Aberdeen pitching coach Jeremy Heilman heads to the mound. Julian Brock with a bit more time to think. He picks up a couple pieces of the black pellets, which are matted in between the Aberdeen turf. He'll pick them up, fiddle them around in his batting gloves, and stare longingly towards the third base dugout. Brock all by his lonesome as there's a three-man conference on the mound. Pitcher and catcher, Money and Stafford, chatting with Heilman, the pitching coach. Gustavo Garza breaks it up. Second mound meeting of the inning. First with the catcher, second with the pitching coach. Another trip to the mound means that Money's night is done. We've got a pinch runner coming in for the Spartanburgers. Marcus Smith replaces Dylan Dreiling on, or Malcolm Moore on first. Moore is the DH, so Smith can slot right into that spot. Brock steps in. Mound visit over. Money in the stretch. Bases juiced. No outs, top ninth. The first pitch. Ground ball to second. Could be two. O'Farrell shovels to short. Throw to first is in time. Spartanburgers do score a run, but more importantly for the Ironbirds, two outs are on the board. A 4-6-3 double play. Cueva crosses the plate. Dreiling advances to third. Going to need something special here from Casey Cook. At least a base knock to keep the night alive. Right on left. First pitch. Cook takes a knee-high strike. Casey Cook has walked tonight. Flied out to left and grounded out to short. Open stance, ready for the 0-1. Money's pitch. Called strike two. He's back dialed in with the changeup. Spartanburgers down to their last strike. Cook takes time. Flips the bat into a half swing. Now steps into the left-handed batter's box. Money comes set. Dreiling on third. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt. Stafford stops it between the wickets. Plenty of foul territory behind home plate and a padded backstop as well. If that gets through Stafford's legs, Dreiling's coming home, and it's a one-run game. 1-2 to Casey Cook. 3-1, Aberdeen leads. 1-2, the pitch. Sent skyward behind third base. Vasquez drifting into shallow left makes the call and the catch. The game's over. Iron Birds 3, Spartan Burgers 1. Aberdeen evens the series. Blake Money goes four innings, allows one run in the ninth. Tagging on to Michael Foritz. Solid start, 4 2/3, scoreless. Hub City pushes the only run across in the top of the ninth. Cueva coming home to score on the Brock double play. We'll cover all the action tonight on the postgame show. The Spartan Burgers Radio Network will be back in a moment to review the Aberdeen win Saturday night. Stick with us for postgame coverage on the Spartan Burgers Radio Network.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other store, or that they run their own dairy, or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else, or that they have Energy Smart stores, or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department, or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Set your alarm.
All right, I've added it to reminders.
7 a.m. every weekday, Spartanburg's best sports is on Bump and Run, hosted by Tyler Sugar.
That's the guy. That's the hero.
We're talking sports and other stuff here from local high school and college coaches, including USC Upstate, Clemson, and South Carolina. 2 hours to begin your day. The Bump and Runway, presented by Hawk Law, right here on Fox Sports 98.3 FM.
Adulting is hard. Paying for college shouldn't be. At Spartanburg Community College, we've worked to provide unlimited access to all of the college's academic programs, meaning we made all of those programs tuition-free for those that qualify. That's right, free! You can choose your path at Spartanburg Community College, whether a trade or degree program or a path to conquer your gen eds and transfer to four-year university. Learn more at sccsc.edu. Dream it, chase it, live it at Spartanburg Community College.
All the runs have been tallied and this game is over. Let's get you back to the stadium for all the final stats and analysis on the Spartan Burgers postgame show.
Ian Unsworth with you to wrap up a 3-1 Iron Birds win, which evened the series just three games at one apiece. It was a pitcher's duel early on. Both Jose Gonzalez, Hub City starter, and Michael Foritt, the Aberdeen starter, who will celebrate his 21st birthday in just about 2.5 hours. We're strong through four innings. Foritt actually went 4 2/3. Both did not allow a run. Both struck out five, and both only allowed two hits. Juan de los Santos cleaned up the top of the fifth for Aberdeen. William Bormy came in and allowed the first run. And it wasn't even an earned run, at least initially. Eventually, scorers went back and changed it and just gave Ethan Anderson the stolen base. But it was a pickle play. Aaron Estrada took off for second. Anderson stole third. Estrada fell down in the middle of the base path. And then a run came across. Anderson not going anywhere. Estrada falls down in the base path. They can't tag him, and Anderson hustles home. The pickle play works to perfection for Aberdeen, who takes a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth. That lead would hold until the bottom of the eighth. And a clutch two-out situation with two strikes nonetheless. Jake Cunningham helped out his pitching staff with Griff O'Farrell on second and Aaron Estrada on first. Two-pitch. Slider cranked down the left field line. It drops towards the foul pole. That'll be extra bases. O'Farrell trots home easily. Estrada right on his tail, speeding towards the plate. No throw. Two strike, two out, two run double for Jake Cunningham. It's 3-0 Ironbirds in the bottom of the eighth. Even though Hub City scored a run in the top of the ninth, that two-run double from Jake Cunningham steals the deal. It gives Blake Money his first win of the year. He closed up shop with four scoreless innings. Well, four innings of one-run ball, I should say, for the Aberdeen Ironbirds. The only run came across on a ground ball double play. in the top of the ninth. Hub City showed a little bit of fight. The first three batters to come up in the top of the ninth reached. Danier Cuevas singled, Dylan Dreiling singled, Moore walked, but Brock promptly bounced into the double play after a mound visit, and Casey Cook popped out behind third base. We'll check out the Milliken run report, which reads Aberdeen 3, Hub City 1, 7 hits for the Ironbirds, and 4 for the Spartanburgers. Defense much better tonight, all things considered. The Spartanburgers with only one error, and the Ironbirds playing perfect defense behind their strong pitching. And then over to the ticket, the Ingles strikeout counter. 5 Ks for Gonzalez, 2 for William Bormy, and 1 for Adonis Villavicencio, who tossed a scoreless 7th but gave up those 2 runs in the 8th. We'll step aside on the postgame show, be back to check out the scores around the Sally League and up and down the Rangers affiliates. We'll close up shop here on the postgame show from Aberdeen after the break.
Trying to stay up to date on the Spartanburgers when you can't make it out to the ballpark or the team is on the road? Make sure to stay locked into Spartanburgers broadcasts. Join the voice of the Spartanburgers, Ian Unsworth, for all 132 regular season games. Over 100 games will air live on Fox Sports Spartanburg at 98.3 FM locally. Plus, home games will be streamed on the MLB At Bat app, MILB TV, and the Bally Live app. Don't miss a pitch of Spartanburgers baseball.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
A lot to like from Hub City pitching tonight, but the bats couldn't come back in the top of the ninth. Aberdeen 3, Spartanburgers 1, and that's how we wrap up Saturday evening. Ironbirds got two runs in the eighth. A clutch double from Jake Cunningham sealed the deal after the run in the sixth off the pickle play. Other scores around the South Atlantic League, starting in Hudson Valley, where Jersey Shore, the Phillies High A affiliate, leads the Hudson Valley Renegades, the Yankees High A affiliate. Jersey Shore looking to double up and go 2-0 to start the season. A final in Rome, Georgia. Winston-Salem with an offensive outburst. 16-6 winners are the Dash. In Brooklyn, oh, another football score. I mean, if you can count it at that, 15-1. I mean, just an extra point for the Wilmington Blue Rocks. But Brooklyn has 15 runs on 20 hits. My goodness. Big offensive nights across the Sally as Greensboro beats Asheville 13-2. And then we get to the nail-biters. Bowling Green wins 3-2 on the road in Greenville. And Aberdeen here in Maryland, 3-1 winners over your Hub City Spartanburgers. Checking the Rangers minor league affiliate scores. Hickory still in action against Kannapolis. Crawdads on the road, but up 6-4 in the bottom of the eighth. In Double-A Frisco, the Rough Riders 4-1, leading the Corpus Christi Hooks. And Round Rock also in action, hosting Toledo. The Express currently getting shut out in the bottom of the fifth. The Mudhens lead 3-0. To the big league club, the Texas Rangers up with 6-4, a 6-4 win over the Rays. Texas with another strong early game inning. 4 runs in the bottom of the first and staved off the Rays' offense, even though Tampa Bay managed 10 hits throughout the ballgame. That 4-run first was enough to help the Rangers hold on with an extra 2 coming in the 7th. Tomorrow afternoon, a 2:05 first pitch from Ripken Stadium, wrapping up the weekend with DJ McCarty on the hill for Hub City. The righty will make his first start of 2025 against Aberdeen's lefty, Juan Rojas. Tonight, Spartanburgers offense just could not find its groove. Thought there might be some late-game heroics in action, but at top of the ninth rally snuffed out by a 4-6-3 double play. Jose Gonzalez great on the hill, 4 scoreless innings, 5 Ks, but Aberdeen with a little trickery on the base pass for 1 run and a big-time clutch double from Jake Cunningham, for two more. We get the series decider tomorrow afternoon. 1:05, the first pitch. Join us 15 minutes before for the Spartanburgers pregame show. Ian Unsworth signing off tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. I mean, the Final Four is still on. Catch us at 1:50 tomorrow. 2:05, the first pitch from Ripken Stadium.
This has been a broadcast of Hub City Spartanburgers Baseball. Hub City Spartanburgers Baseball is a presentation of the Hub City Spartanburgers in association with Fox Sports Spartanburg, LLC. All rights are reserved.